From the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Thought of the Week. Okay, here we go. What is the most essential habit I must develop in life? There you go. I know you're thinking right now, you know, well, what's mine? You know, maybe you got one or two in your head. I'm going to talk about life's most essential habit, because our lives change when our habits change. They change for the better with good habits, the worst for when I have a self-destructive habit. Okay? And so, for example, how about, people who are in the business of helping us to have good nourishment, have good bodies. And they tell, you know, 8 glasses of water a day or whatever it is. Be sure you have a good breakfast. Different things. So we go, oh, gosh, I'm going to do that. Sure, that's a good habit. But how about the most essential habit? Right. Well, let me just say this. Daily prayer is life's essential habit, because now you're training the soul. Your deepest self. You're laying a foundation upon which many other great and practical habits can come from. They do. Okay, so teach us to pray, O Lord. Prayer, daily prayer, life's most essential habit. Well, if you could ask for anything, what would you ask God of? What would you choose to ask? Well, remember Solomon? Remember? David's son, when Solomon was only 12 years old, David died. He became this little 12-year-old junior high guy, becomes the king of Israel. Imagine becoming the leader of a great nation at 12 years of age. He was really nervous about his ability. Of course, who wouldn't be to lead the nation? He was concerned about all the decisions he's going to have to make. Then one night, God appeared to little 12-year-old. In a dream, he told Solomon, he said, I'll give you anything you ask for. Anything. What is it, Solomon? And what did he do? He said, I ask for wisdom. Oh, my. Wow. And God said, you're going to get it. I know you had all these other things you probably want to ask for, you know, other kingdoms and winning battles. He said, you will get all that because you've asked for the most important thing, wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Right. Okay. So, and notice Jesus. What does Jesus do? Every day. Now, this is the Son of God. Come on. Every day he gets up early and goes to some deserted place out on the outskirts of town and prays. And they get up and go, what happened to him? Where'd he go? Oh, he's gone again. And they start looking. There he is over there. He's praying. So they saw him praying, and they said, Jesus, we want to do that. Please help us with that habit. Wow. Teach us to pray. Well, you know, we all want to be connected with God. That's what we're made for. All right? We are designed for God. We are designed for God. Birds are designed to fly, fish to swim, etc. We are designed to love God and to love each other. That's our fundamental design. Can't change it. If a bird says, I don't want to fly. Well, sorry, buddy, you got wings, you know. So teach us to pray, Lord. Well, anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about a prayer process that I'm going to suggest to you today that really overcomes a lot of obstacles that prevent people from praying. What is it? It's a method. Yeah, it's a method. That is correct. Right. Uh-huh. When I had surgery on my shoulder, Mercy Hospital, I went to their therapy thing every day. They gave me this method of moving that arm, and it worked. It took a while. I had to do it every day. So the habit of prayer is number one. It's got to be a habit, something that we do. It's like drinking those 8 glasses of water or whatever it is every day. We do it every day. And so what happens, unfortunately, is that people get going praying and they drop it. After 3 days, Oh, I forgot. Yeah, they drop it. No. I'm going to give you a little method here. It's 153 words of this very simple process. You might want to even write this down. And of course, you can expand it if you want. It's only 10 minutes, right? But those are really important minutes. You got to do it. You got to keep after it. So here we go. We're going to get into this. And if you're going to write this down, you're ready. There are seven steps here. And I'm going to just iterate them to you. And the trick is, do this for 21 days. Why do I say that? Because it takes 21 days to form a habit. Yeah. Once you've done something for 21 days, you're probably pretty easy to stick with. In fact, if you don't stick with it, you're going to feel funny. So yeah, for 21 days, for 10 minutes. All right, you ready? Here you go. Write them down. Seven of them. Number one, when you go to pray, pray with gratitude. That's how I do. Begin by thanking God in a personal conversation for whatever you're most grateful for right now. Gratitude, number one. Always start thanking God. Yes. And why? Because then you say, oh, he loves me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, thank you, Lord. Okay. Excuse me. Number one is gratitude. Number two, awareness. Okay, think back over the times in the past 24 hours when you were or were not the best version of yourself. Talk to God about those situations, what you learned from them. Where did you see Jesus in a person that you met or talked to? Or where did you violate your good sense? Number two, awareness. We're going to be back in just a minute. I'm going to go up to seven here. So gratitude and awareness, the first two steps in this 10-minute process. Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall. Online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, or online, ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
And we're back, folks, talking about, this is really important stuff, really. We are talking about the most critical, important habit in life. Life's essential habit. Essential. Okay? Essential comes from the word essence. It means the very core of life has to be this ongoing relationship with God. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Why? Trust me, folks. Trust me. You put in 10 minutes a day. I'm giving you 7 steps here, and you can follow all of them or a couple of them or however you want to do it. You do that every day, and you watch, just watch things begin to change in your life. You watch, and you'll never get, and then you give it up, and things kind of fall apart. Because we're great. It's like God made birds to fly, okay? I suppose if a bird just sat there and didn't fly for a month, it probably wings wouldn't work very well, I guess. I don't know. So we are, our very essence is to be in union with God. That's how we are great. Because that's our goal. That's our goal. Stephen Covey says in his 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, that book of his, he says, remember, he says, do first things first. He calls that first things first. Second one is do things with, start with the end in mind. First things first. What's first things? Me and God, my creator, gave me my soul. Yeah. And he loves me. He's right there. He's loving me all the time. Yeah. And start with the end in mind. Okay. What's the end in mind? Heaven. Come on. We're not going to be here forever. Come on. Yeah. So start with the end of mind. And heaven isn't just like another little spot. It's amazing. It's eternal. It doesn't stop. It's beauty and truth and love that we can't even imagine. So that's where I'm going. And that's where this 10 minutes a day is going to help us get there. And do it for 20, as I said, just do it for 21 days. Why? Because now it's a habit. So the first 2 steps. Number 1 is gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank God for all the ways he has loved you in the last 24 hours. And you could spend the whole 10 minutes on that one, really. Secondly, it's awareness. Okay, where have I been or not been the best me? You know, where did I mess up? Where was I kind of selfish or self-centered? Number 3, you ready? Significant moments. Something you've experienced today. And what is that? Why is God saying something to you through that particular event or through that particular person? Okay, in my life, I met someone just the other day, sitting next to him at this dinner thing, and involved with the Emmaus House here in Des Moines, a house of prayer, and one thing led to another, and wants me to be on the board, and I'm going, oh my gosh, should I do this? So I prayed about it, met again, and I thought, well, that would. Yeah, I was supposed to sit next to this person of all the 200-300 people there. So what is there a significant moment in your life where maybe God was trying to say something to you or through that person or that event? You know, okay, that's number 3. Number 4, peace. So here we go. Gratitude, awareness, significant moments. Number 4, peace. Ask God to forgive you for any wrong that you've committed against yourself or somebody else, or against God. Fill me with a deep and abiding peace. Forgive me, Lord. I should have kept my big mouth shut. Forgive me, Lord. I know I hurt that person. Please forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. Give me that. And that peace comes. Okay, I forgive you. I forgive you. Be careful. You know, learn from that experience. So, here you go. Number 1, gratitude. 2, awareness. 3, significant moments. 4, peace. 5, freedom. Speak to God. Speak with him about how he is inviting you to change your life so you can experience the freedom to be the best version of yourself that he's creating you to be. How about it, Lord? How do you want me to change? Is there anything I can update in my life? Anything I need to change? Can I think of anything? Is something coming to me? Maybe not. Maybe it will. Freedom. Number 6, others. Now lift up to God anyone that you feel called to pray for today. Ask God to bless that woman or guy or teenager. Bless that person, guide them. Pray for others. Do that. That's very critical. Lord, please help my nephew. He is really having a hard time. And finally, number 7, finish. Finish simply by saying the Our Father as your loving Father. There you go. So what are those 7 steps? I'm going to go over them again. 21 days will make a habit, 10 minutes a day. And we're going to talk about when to do it, etc. So I'm going to go over the seven again in case you're writing them down. Number one, gratitude. Number two, awareness of people, of things that have gone on. Number three, significant moments. Okay. Number four, peace. I'm sorry, Lord. Give me that peace. I kind of lost it there. Number five, freedom. How are you inviting me to change, to update my life a little bit, to become a better person? Number six, lift up others. Pray for other people. By the way, whenever you pray for somebody, you're loving them. That's an act of love, by the way. And finally, number seven, you conclude your 10 minutes with the Our Father. Wow. The 10-minute prayer process. 10-minute prayer process. Wow. Absolutely important. Why? Because daily prayer is life's essential habit. Drink those 8 glasses of water. Eat a good breakfast. Go for a jog or a walk every day, whatever you want to do. But what's the most essential habit of my life? And that is my union with God and a better version of myself, the me that he is growing me to be. But that takes a little bit of time, 10 minutes a day. Do it for 21 days. Why? After 21 days, guess what? It becomes a habit. Okay, we'll be right back with life's most essential God, life's most essential habit.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company, providing premium outdoor landscaping. Clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Okay, this is Monsignor Frank Pignon, life's most essential habit. Pray. I love this little I have this little statement. I love it. Life with prayer is better than a life without prayer. Right? Life with prayer is better than a life without prayer. So we're talking about those seven steps, and you can, in my experience is, you know, you can kind of bing, go through all of them, but if one of them just hits you and you've been praying for 5 minutes and this really strikes you, stay with it. If you feel really connected with the Lord and he's talking to you, you're talking to him in the depth of your heart, stay with it. Forget the rest of them because that's where he's got something to say. Okay, now, when you do the basics, do them well, and do them every day, especially when you don't feel like doing them. All right, let me just say that again. When you do the basics, do them well, do them every day, especially when you don't feel like doing them. Right? And it doesn't matter if it's football, marriage, parenting, personal finances, physical fitness, military operations, small business, big business. This is one of the why most people don't become phenomenally successful. They lack persistence in doing the same thing over and over again. Right. Yeah. So mastering the basics is the secret to success. And so we make this journey, resist temptation to look beyond the basics. Throw yourself into the basics day after day. That might get tedious from time to time, but that peace and joy will come from that established habit of 10 minutes a day. Okay, now we're going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about what, when, where, how, and why. All right, you're ready. What? That's it. 10 minutes a day in conversational prayer. That's how I do it. I just talk to the Lord, and I try to listen up as well. So that's, I would say, that's very, very important. I know a guy, one time he told me, he said, you know, I just put an empty chair in front of me. Really? Yeah. I just visualized Jesus sitting in that chair. And I have a conversation. Woo. Perfect. Okay. Where? Oh, this guy had a two-chair process. Well, find a place where you can be still and quiet with a few possible distractions. Something that's available every day. Now, when I was in college, I worked for Mike Doyle, county clerk, in the summer. And every day at noon, I would go up to the crow's nest, way at the top of the state house building. Nobody up there. It's just a little room up there with nobody in it. Well, where? Okay. So figure out a place. Where can you go? That's really important. Is there a place? Maybe just sitting in your car before you're going to work. I don't know. But, okay, so that's, okay, so here we go. What? It's 10 minutes a day. You got it. Pick the time. Pick the time. Right. Some of us are morning people. Some are not morning people. Whatever. All right. Make it non-negotiable. It's part of your sacred commitment. Number two, where? Find that spot. Number three, how? Well, use that process that I just gave to you here just a few minutes ago, those seven steps. Use that. There are thousands of different methods of prayer, but focus on one process that you can really master. Do it well. It's interesting. The famous martial art expert, Bruce Lee, said this, I'm not afraid of the man who's practiced 1,000 kicks. I'm afraid of the man who's practiced the one kick 10,000 times. Keep doing it. Ingrain it as a habit. Okay. Okay, how? Why? Why am I doing this? Because it's giving me guidance. It's giving me a foundation for all that I'm doing. I'm doing it with God. He's in control. I trust him. That's my deal. I'm finding more and more a call to trust. Okay, next one. Okay. Well, what is your image of God? Now, my gosh, every relationship in our life is controlled by our image of God. Wow. My image of God controls how I look at myself. You just think about that. The way I look at God is the way I basically kind of unconsciously or subconsciously look at myself. So, yeah. So the daily habit of prayer and other spiritual practices, going to mass, spiritual reading, reading the Bible, etc., our image of God gets adjusted. There are there's a difference between knowing about somebody and knowing that person. I talked to a young man the other day. He said, I'm searching for God. I said, what's your concept of God? Well, we have all these false concepts of God. God is the judge. God is going to get an even God. I'm going to whack you, God. I don't care about you, God. You disappoint me, God. These are false concepts of God. Don't go there. I said, go to the Bible. Look up the prodigal son. Look that up. I think it's Luke 15. That's the right concept of God. Jesus was trying to straighten out people's idea of God. The loving father who can't wait to embrace the wayward son. Can't wait to embrace the wayward son. That is the proper concept of God. So we develop that subconsciously, consciously, by daily prayer. So that is, remember, that is the most important thing we can do in life. That is it. Daily prayer. And I have mentioned today that your try those seven steps: gratitude, awareness, significant moments, peace, freedom, pray for others. Finish by saying the Lord's Prayer. That's it. Right. So remember, daily prayer is life's most essential habit. It lays a foundation for everything else. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano. Thank you for listening. Iowa Catholic Radio.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.